Today's daf is daf chof in the second makot, and we're holding on daf yotet on mabait, and we are up to three lines up from the bottom, meitve. Now yesterday we learned that Rav Asi, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the only time that you'd be chayiv on achilat ma'aser sheni michutz Yerushalayim is if it had once seen the pnei choma. In other words, you brought it into Yerushalayim, and then you took it out of Yerushalayim. However, if you went ahead and ate Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim without its having initially been brought into Yerushalayim, so then there wouldn't be any chiyuv. That's how Rabbi Yochanan, he claimed, held it in. So even though you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni chutz Yerushalayim because of the chiyuv, but nonetheless the iser lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha is only at the same point where we say lifnei Hashem lo techa tochlena. But if you can't, if it's never been in a matzah where you could have eaten it, meaning it was in Yerushalayim, then there's also no way to be over on the Yisr if you ate it without bringing it to Yerushalayim. Correct? At least in terms of malchus. So the Yisr of lo tuchal lecho is limited to the ability to be ochel with Hashem lokecha. Today the Gemara wants to show that that cannot be correct. Meitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kohen she'altabi adot einar shel teva. So here we find that Rabbi Yossi says beferish in the Braita, if a Kohen happens to have a te'ina of teva, we'll see why it's talking about a Kohen. He wants to contrast the Yisurim on the Yisrael and the Yisurim on the Kohen. So he takes this te'ina, which is now completely teva, had none of the matanot taken from it. So he says, okay, this particular te'ina around the actual oketz, what do you say? Okay, the stem. That area is the truma area. The maaser rishon area should be on the northern side of this te'ina. The maaser sheni, assuming it's vishnat maaser sheni, should be on the southern side of the te'ina. Now, he's standing in Yerushalayim. Or, if it's not a maaser sheni year, could be talking about where he's not standing in Yerushalayim, and he says maaser ani, if he's big volim, and he says that should be bidroma instead of the maaser sheni. Now you'll notice that he did not take off trumat maaser.
These directions, are these arbitrary?
Arbitrary. So now, he's done everything right except for one thing. He didn't take off trumat maaser, which means that the chelek of maaser rishon, but there's no iser in him eating it, but the chelek of maaser rishon is teva, because it's tavul to trumat maaser. Therefore, he would get malchus, lokachat, because that remains tevel, so he would be over on the Isr of tevel. But if a czar eats this very same thing that the Kohen eats, he's going to get another malchus for eating truma. So he's going to be chayev for a czar shachat truma, which is a chayev of malchus, but it's also a chayev of misvide shemayim, but that's irrelevant. And ilabit chilach, but what's interesting over here is that if the Kohen had not been mitaken things and had not taken this off and left it the way it was, and the Yisrael would have eaten it as pure tevel in the first place, he would only have been chayiv once for the Yisr tevel, which would have included all of the tevel. Tevel l'truma, tevel l'maiser, tevel for maiser sheni, tevel for truma's maiser, whatever. But there's one Yisr tevel. Now that he took off all of these matanes, there's two separate Yisrim because now there's also truma. Okay, now, my diak, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, is from the following. You'll note that it says over here, B'Yerushalayim. Vuhu B'Yerushalayim. And how about if he were not B'Yerushalayim? Then the mashmaut is that the Kohen already would have also gotten two, and the Yisrael would have gotten three malchus, namely for eating Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to be chayav chutz Yerushalayim. So what do we have to schlep around, whether he's in Yerushalayim, he's not in Yerushalayim? Legabe, the counting of the number of malkiot, that's irrelevant. The very fact that we needed to insert in Yerushalayim means that it's highly relevant to the count of the malkas. There you go. Answers the Gemara. So let's just see that question inside. Okay, time, the only reason we have the one malkas versus the two malkas is because he's in Yerushalayim. Had he not been in Yerushalayim, it would have been a shnat maaser sheni. He would have been bigvulin. So then the Yisrael would have been lokesh shalosh, and the Yisrael would have been lokesh shnayim. And that's talking about avagav, the lo ra'ah, b'nei achoma. doesn't say over here that he had brought in a Yerushalayim. Well, no, it means the Ayla he had brought in a Yerushalayim. With Afghan, he took it out of Yerushalayim. So that now he's going to also be over only on the, since he's eating in Yerushalayim, he would be over only on the Isser of Tevel. Now, had he taken it out, that's why it says, in Yerushalayim. Had he taken it out of Yerushalayim, after that, he would have been over another Yisr Malkus. So then there's no Chiddush at all. I mean, at least like this, there was a Chiddush in what it was that we were being taught over here, in Rav Yosi. The Chiddush being that you're over on Achilat Maaser Sheni by eating it outside of Yerushalayim, despite the fact that it had never been in Yerushalayim. But if you're going to tell me now that it's talking about that, no, actually it had been in Yerushalayim. And when it says, Rubi Yerushalayim, it's coming to say, but had you left Yerushalayim, not had you not come to Yerushalayim, had you left Yerushalayim, you would have been Chayef 2 and 3 if you're Yisrael. There's no Chiddush at all. So my Lamema, I said, there's not one thing that you've taught me here. Ah, I'll tell you what I taught you. It's talking about over here that indeed you brought it into Yerushalayim, but you did not bring it into Yerushalayim as Meiser. You brought it into Yerushalayim as Teva. So you could not have taken off Trumat Maaser even if you wanted to, because it wasn't Chayiv yet in Trumat Maaser. You did not have it set aside yet as a Maaser Rishon to be able to take out the Trumat Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. And that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though these Matanot were lower moon, so I never took off the Maaser, that the hold over here, Rabbi Yossi, Matanot Shalohur Moon, Kamoshur Mudanya. So that even though it's only potentially Maaser Rishon. So you'd say, what's a chayach to be kolet mechitzot on something that exists only in potential? Kamash malan, that since these matanot were ready to be hurmu, so it's kemishu hurmu damyan, and therefore the big chiddush is koltu mechitzot, because you were in Yerushalayim, but had you left Yerushalayim, that's what it means, bihu b'Yerushalayim. Had you left Yerushalayim, the Kohen would have been Lo Kashtai, the Yisrael would have been Lo Kashalash. That's what it's coming to talk. It says, well, it's a nice Chiddush, except that it's not possible. Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that. The Sava Rabbi Yossi Matanot Shalom and Mukhanish Urmadami. How can you say that that's where Rabbi Yossi holds? The Atanan, it should say, this is a Beferish Mishnah, my Zashemi, the Atanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Lo Nechlaku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Al peirot shalod nigmru malakta v'yavru b'Yerushalayim sheyipadeh maaser sheni shalayim. Look, there is no machloket. Everybody agrees that if you walk through Yerushalayim with tevel, but it's with tevel that as yet was not roi to be taking off the matanot because it was lo nigmru malakta. Whatever that shir is that the Mishnah goes through in great detail. So then you would not have been over on eating outside of Yerushalayim, because there was no klita of the mechitzot. And in that case, yipadeh maaser sheni shalayim, when you go wherever it is you're going to, you could be poda the maaser sheni, v'yeachel b'chol makom, and eat it wherever the heck you want. But there is a machlokas. What is a machlokas? Al peirot shenigmara malachta. If the peirot had been ro'ui at the time to take off these matanot, but you didn't take off the matanot. All you did was have your truck drive through Yerushalayim on the way to delivering the schorat to Be'er Sheva. You come to the tenuva in Be'er Sheva, and over there they're trying to be paid to the Maaser Sheni to put on their Rabbanut Hechsher. Then you got a problem. Then you have a machloket. Because there, Beit Shammai Omrim, there's no way to be part of the Maaser Sheni. You have to drive back to Yerushalayim and eat the Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. I never took off the Maaser at all. So what should Shaykh to say? How can it be Kayot the Mechitzes? Where? There's no Maaser Sheni here. Doesn't matter. Obviously, because you're saying, Alibet Beit Shammai, that Matanot Shalom Mukhamish or Medanya. Maashen came Beit Hillel Omrim. What's the problem? Let the Rabbanut be paid to the Maaser Sheni in Be'er Sheva. It was in Yerushalayim, but it wasn't Maaser Sheni yet in Yerushalayim. So what should Shaykh to talk about Matanot Shalom? And at that point, you can eat it in Be'er Sheva. Now, I mean, this turns out that Rabbi Yossi is being masbir Beit Hillel, which obviously he's trying to be masbir La'alocha kishitasa, because Mishnah speaks Shammai, is irrelevant. He's explaining that Beit Hillel holds the matanot shelo urmu, that their love can be shelur medami. So how could he be the one that holds the matanot shelo urmu to be shelur medami? It's a contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. Isaka daitach. If what you're saying is true, but the way to understand the chiddush in the bright of the Kohen is that it's talking about matanot shelo urmu, and afal pike in the Maaser Sheni, despite the fact that it wasn't taken off yet as Maaser Sheni, is usher once it's passed through Yerushalayim, Kemishu or Medamia. So how do you explain Beit Hillel as saying you can be paid it in Be'er Sheva? How can you be paid in Be'er Sheva? Hakotu Mechitzot. It was already brought into Yerushalayim. Yes, of course. Because you can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. That's the Besharecha. Omar Rabba, you have been ignoring the major difference in the sugyas. It's not all one sugya. One sugya we were talking about is eating maaser sheni, not being paid a maaser sheni. Eating maaser sheni, which we called before eating without pidyon. So eating without pidyon, we said that Mishnah was referring to being in Yerushalayim, which tamin. Eating maaser sheni mechutz Yerushalayim that the Mishnah talks about. So you said, at what point is that? So we said yesterday, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef. What point is that? Where it had once been in Yerushalayim. Very nice. Now you're trying to bring me a raya that can't be true in terms of matana shelo yurmu. That can't be true because it says over here that according to Beit Hillel, I can be paid in the Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, right? You're assuming that's the same thing. Well, I got news for you. It's not the same thing. There's a din of klitat mechitzot that we spoke about yesterday. Me'ematai, is it usher to get malchus? It's usher once it's seen now Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with whether I could be paid it? That's when the Isra Achila goes into effect. Fine. You took for granted, if the Isra Achila goes into effect outside of Yerushalayim, Memela the Isra Pidyon goes into effect. Now that's not true. It happens to be that the whole Isra of Pidyon is a Drabonah. So therefore, I say, says Rabbi, Rovat Samavid Yers, I say, as we saw earlier, Michitza Le'echol, you want to talk about what point the Isra Achila kicks in? Very nice. The Isra Achila kicks in once it's going into Yerushalayim. That's the Dino Mechitza. We learn that out of the Pasuk, Sharecha. That is indeed the Oraita. But the fact that having once been Kolut HaYadea Mechitzot and now becoming Usher to eat outside of Yerushalayim, ipso facto means you cannot be paid it. Now that's only the Rabbana. That's a separate question. Okay. So mechitza liklot vis-a-vis pidyon is drabon. Now, you're telling me, okay, but I mean, lemaisa, it should be usher. No. Because you have now an additional chumra of matanot shelo urmu. So when it comes to the dioraita, okay, and we say matanot shelo urmu kemisha umar damya. And I stick with that in the case of the Kohen with the Te'ina. Absolutely. Even though it was matanot shelo urmu, if you're going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you're going to be over. But as far as the Isra Pidyon is concerned, ki gozer rabbana, ki ita be'enei betivle. Where were the rabbana and gozer this halacha of mechitza liklot for pidyon? That's only where the fruit is there as it is in its complete teva, meaning that I took it out now already. Sorry, he goes rabbanu ki tibeine only if it's there as it is, meaning it's maaser sheni. But to say it is incipient maaser sheni, betivle, which is matanot shelo urmu, there lo goes rabbanu. Rabbanu never made such a gezeira ever, and therefore you're comparing two sugyas that are completely unrelated. The din of the mechitza that when is it usher to eat once it's been in Yerushalayim, true diraisa, and therefore it's true even matanot shelo urmu. But the din that once it's been Yerushalayim, you can't be paid it, the Rabbana. And therefore, it's not true in a case where it was only incipient, Maaser Sheni. And there goes the Rabbana. Ravina says, you know what, you don't have to come on to all of this. You got involved in all of this complexity. Why? Because otherwise you said, so what would be the Chiddush in Rabbi Yossi? That's what you asked. Must be, this is the only Chiddush that's possible, Matanot Shelo Urmu. Since now it's Matanot Shelo Urmu, okay, so there is a chiddush here that's not a steer to Rabbi Yochanan. I have another chiddush. You remember yesterday you raised the question of the hakfin maaser sheni. The guy walks into Yerushalayim and he's got a bamboo pole a little sack of Maaser Sheni over his shoulders. He walks into Yerushalayim. Rav Papa wanted to know what the din is. We left it b'teku. That was wrong. It's not a teku. That's exactly the case Rav Yossi is talking about. So you're saying, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is kegon de nakid lebekanya. He was holding it on a bamboo stick, and it never came into Yerushalayim. The question over here is it considered to have been nichnas Yerushalayim or not? Says Rav Yossi, it is. That's not a chiddush. Yesterday you said it's a major teku. So I'm telling you, Tifshat boy the Rav Papa, that from here, indeed, you see the solution to what it was that Rav Papa had raised yesterday. And that could be the case. We said it's talking about Matanot Shlo Urmu. If? No, he's saying, you're looking for a Chiddush. And where did you say it was talking about that it wasn't Be'ine? He also didn't say. You're saying there's got to be something in here that he's adding. He's just not being mafarish what he's adding. You want to say Dafti is adding the fact that it was B'tiv Layu, it wasn't Be'ine. Maybe what he's adding it is that never really got into Yerushalayim. And Avo Pekin, it's us. It's Kolet. Yesterday you want to say, we learned out from the Pasuk that it has to be Miluech. We just want to know how far that extends. I know we'll often do that in the setting of a bride. We'll leave you to figure out, so where would indeed there be a Chiddush that I'm adding? Okay, so it's a little bit more far-fetched in the case of that he was marked, this is about Tanot Shel Urmu, but you can't disprove it. It's not the same as Hilchos Shabbos. We have an extra pasuk of Milu Echa. It's not Nogea Shabbos. Actually, we're going to contrast some of the dinim of Shabbos to other dinim in the next Mishnah. HaKoreach Karacha Birosho. Continuing on with some interesting cases of Achiev of Malkus. Somebody now is over on the Isra Lo Yikrchu Karacha Birosho. Now this, of course, there's two separate parashas of Lo Yikrchu Karacha. One of them is said Dafka by Kayanim. And over there it's together with all the other Emor issues of Kayanim. So Lo Yikrchu Karacha Birosho. But there's also an Isra in Nedvarim of which includes Lotus Imakoracha Beninechem. So we're going to see that we learn up one from the other. So somebody who makes now a bald spot in his head out of pain, which he tears out his hair, we say in English, he's tearing his hair out over an Avelut that he's mourning. Or Hamakif Pa'at Rosho. Or somebody now who cuts off his peyot, Makif. Is because the definition of cutting peyot is to have a round, straight, white line of no hair around the top of the head. So if you draw a straight line from your forehead down, across the back of your head and back up again, so that area will be defining the pa'at arosh. You make that area now hair-free. So you've got this little, you see this often in the various monks around here, where they have that area on top of their head is hairy, and around the head, they've removed their hair. That is, the Rambam says, it's some type of psychological insanity that people do for Avodah Zarah. Okay. You see it till today. It's obviously something's crazy about it. So that's why you use the lashon makif, so that we surround the head, so to speak. And that becomes now a synonym for cutting off the peyot. Or hamashchit pa'atzikano. Notice the difference between hamakif and hamashchit. According to almost all the Rishonim, is that the makif is no matter how you do it. So even if you cut it with a scissors, it's called makif. Mashen kein de pa'at hazakan, shaving, is only if you're mashchit, if you use a razor. Hasoret srita achat al hamet, and somebody now who scratches himself his skin, some say it has to only be to the, it's only chayav at the point that it bleeds, that's already a question. So he's soret srita alamet, he's chayav. And as a matter of fact, if he was soret, even a single srita, but he does this because of multiple mournings, let's say his family is killed in a car crash, he's got five metim, he cuts himself, scratches himself once over five deaths, or he does five separate acts of srita over one death, he would be chayav al kol achat ve'achat. So Machlokas, we've shown you, whether this is true about Koracha as well, or Dafka by Srita, because we have an extra limud. Okay, big machlokes. Now, Al Harosh, you would be chayev, two. Shtayim, achat mikan, achat mikan. The Gemara is going to discuss what the case is. Is it talking about that he got separate hatra'ot? Is it talking about he got only one hatra'ot for the first one? Neither case seems to work out well, so we'll see. Al hazakan, so even though it's pa'at zikanecha, so where is the pe'ah of the zakan? Is there a pe'ah of the zakan? There is. Two on one side, two on the other side, the achat milamata, and one on the chin. Now, where the two are, big machlokas in the Rishonim, in which in the end the Rosh simply says, you know what, if you're really chayshish, don't touch anything with a razor on your face. Because somebody holds that that is considered to be the makom ha-pe'ah. So the main shitot are that the one of the pe'ot is the continuation of the pa'at ha-rosh, meaning at the side of your ear, so that the upper part at the cheekbone is part of the pa'at ha-rosh. The lower part is the upper extension of the pa'at ha-zakan. Others learn that the pa'at ha-zakan is dafka, the extension of the hairline in back of the ear, upwards towards the head. But over there, cutting that piece with a razor. Yeah, right there, right where there's like a line, where the right at the cheekbone, the very end of the cheekbone. So that would be one, two, one on one side, one on the other side. Some learn both. So you have one, two, three, four, and then the chin. Others learn that the other two are one on each side, meaning where you see sometimes in people who don't have a fully grown beard, so that the area on the chin develops separately from the hair that's on the cheek. And there's like a big gap between the growth on the cheek and the growth on the chin. So that area, in terms of the development of hair, is considered to be the end of the hair on the cheek. Yeah, you see in kids sometimes, don't have a full beard, so you see like patches. See a chin patch on either side. A chin patch and a cheek patch, right? So the edge of the cheek patch that in a kid goes much further down than in an adult. But that area is a sof, so it's a pe'ah. Okay. Others on the pe'ah is the extension upwards, beyond the straight line that we often trim. So you have a piece, you have some of the hair going upwards towards the eye from along the cheek. In other words, you can't win. Basically, anything that you do, anything you do with a razor is a problem. You have a diagram. Okay. Let us see the diagram. Okay. Okay, that's good. They did it right. Good. That's some of it. I mean, there's so many different shitas that it basically gets you, as I say, coming or going. So. Okay. So, Yorei Shamayim Yetzei Yidei Kulam. Well, no, because that's the Yetzei Mustaf would be the chibur of the top of the cheek to the area of the chin. Yeah, it's tough. All right. Well, you could always do your nose with the razor. That's about all you've got left. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im nitu kulam ki achat eno chayav al achat. That if this is done, and we're going to talk about this thing more, if this is done all at once, so then it's not that there's being mechayev each one separately. It's being mechayev the zakan. Lamaisa, the zakan is defined by pa'at. It's possible to do only this, possible to do only that. But if you do the whole thing, it's not that you're going to be chayav on each one separately. Veino chayav ach yitlenu b'ta'ar. You'd also only be chayav on the zakan, simadaikis from the posik, if it was done derech hashchata, lo tashchitu, which means that it needs to be done with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afil lo katot la ket, obrehitni chayav. It doesn't matter how it is that you do it. You can do it in a way that's mashchit, but it's not derech of giluah. So you can use a carpenter's plane, you know, if you don't mind the blood. You know, that's certainly mashchit, but it's not giluah with a malakid, with a yelizer. So that would also be awesome. The Rambam says that these are all Minhag Goyim issues, but everybody, and a lot of people shouted, what do you mean it's Minhag Goyim? And if it's not Minhag Goyim, so now it suddenly becomes mutter, because in your days it's not the Minhag Goyim. Obviously he's not saying that these are not absolute Isurim. So some learn that his point of there being of Israel, of the issue of Bechukotem Lo Telechu, is that you're also off on Bechukotem Lo Telechu. If Lamaya, that could be dependent on what's considered to be the local chok. But Lamaya, the Rambam, in truth, has a completely different insight into this whole thing, which we were discussing in the Nachshir this week, which is that the entire Isser of Avodah Zorah, he needs to show how it relates to the various Isurim that the Torah give that are all part of the way humans get caught up in psychological things, and they're unable to see reality. So they'll always color things by the fact that they are flesh and have developed in ways that that are built on animal responses. So it's part of animal grooming. Part of animal grooming is where you get caught up. Okay, so that's why it's important. Ibn Hilchos Avodah Zorah discusses the history of Avodah Zorah, because that's the essence of the whole point of growth towards humanity. Turn around. Lo yikrachu. So where it says lo yikrachu karachaber osham yochal afilu kirayach arba v'chamesh kerechot lo yechayav elachat. Since it says lo yikrachu karacha, so mashma is one iser. Who cares how many of these you'll make? Talmud lomar lo yikrachu karacha. So that means lechayev kol karacha v'karacha. Every single one is considered to be a separate chiyuv. And birosham ma talmud lomar. I mean, where else can you make a bald spot? So Birosham comes to tell me, it's actually, it's a big kiddush. Because if you take a look at the same Isser that is said for Yisrael, it doesn't say Birosham. It says, lo tidko to do, velo tasimu karacha bein eneichem. Ah, so if that's the case, it would only be in the hair that would be keneged bein eneichem, not the entire Rosh. So you would have said, okay, so maybe by Yisrael, if it says rosh, how do you know that you're over on anywhere on the hair? Talmud lomar birosham l'rabot kol rosh. Oh, wait a minute, but I mean, that birosham it says by kohanim. It doesn't say that by Yisrael. By Yisrael it says b'neinechem. So maybe there's two separate Yisurim. So aim li ela b'kohanim. Say, why would kohanim be different? What do you mean, why would they be different? Why wouldn't they be different? Take a look, you want a list of all of the things that the Torah is marbe, dafke, for Kayanim and not for Yisrael. It's tons of things. So maybe this is one of those things. It's an extension of the concept of karacha. How do I know that even Yisrael is usher on kol ha-reish kulo and not only bein eneichem? That's because of the lashon karacha, which is also gzeira shava. Nemar kan koracha, the nemar lahalon koracha. So by the Kohanim it says lo yikrachu koracha Yerosha. And by Yisrael it says lo tasimu koracha beninichem. So therefore it comes to teach me ma lahalon chayava ko koracha v'koracha, which we learn out from Rosham by the Kohanim. V'chayava la rosh kevenenayim, because it says beferish b'Rosham. Afkan by Yisrael, where it uses the same word koracha, chayava ko koracha v'koracha, v'chayav al harosh kevene inayim. But it also works in the opposite direction. Because by the Kayanim, doesn't say anything about its relationship to Avelut. By Yisrael is where it says lamet. And therefore we learn that just like when it says by Yisrael, mala halan al meit, afkan al meit. Same thing it's talking about by the Kohen, that you're not chayav for stam, making a bald spot on the head, but rather making a bald spot because of Avelut over the loss. Now, when you say that you can do four or five kirichot, I'd like to understand, what exactly are we talking about? That if you did four or five kirichot, you just said, I'm going to darshan from the fact that it says, lo yikrachu karacha l'chayev al kol karacha v'karacha, that you're chayev on each one. How does this work out? Is it talking about that you did five separate karachot, one after the other, and on each one you got hatra'ah? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. That's doing any time that you do separate acts of lavim, and you get hatra'ah, then obviously the hatra'ah is b'chayiv you for each one. What do I need a pasuk to tell me? B'karachot pshita? Ela, what are we talking about? That he only got hatra'ah once, so then the din is that he's not chayiv. You can't get hatra'ah at the beginning of a process, and he goes ahead and he does separate karachot. That's doing the same lav over and over. With one hatra'ah, is b'chayiv once. Doesn't it say beferish in the Mishnah? But it's not. A Nazir is sitting drinking wine, right? So now he's going to drink 20 revi'iyot. And he's sitting around casually drinking wine all day long. So he showed the yayin kol hayom kulo. Eno chayav ela achat. Somebody tells him at the beginning of his shtiyah, don't drink wine. You're going to be chayav every time you drink wine. He's chayav only once. Because the hatra'ah has to be now at the time that you're doing the isser. This is all the same isser. However, if after every revi'it somebody tells him, hey, don't drink that, don't drink that, don't drink that, so Omer lo al tishte, al tishte, v'ushote. So only then he's chayav kol achat v'achat, because you need to have that hatra'ah. So certainly the Torah is not coming to tell me with the extra karacha that we should forget about hatra'ah and karacha. Well, that's crazy. So what would be the case where you could be chayav? If there was no hatra'ah, you wouldn't be chayav. If there was hatra'ah, you'd be chayav without the pasuk. Because the hatra'ah itself is b'chayiv you. So I need the pasuk to come to tell me that you're chayiv hakol karacha v'karacha. And it says the Gemara, very simple. What happens is like this. He dips his hand into depilatory. So now he's got five fingers that are full of depilatory. He takes these five fingers and he puts it across his hair at the same time. With one hatra'ah. So like this, if it wouldn't be for the extra limud that tells me each one of those bald spots is a separate lav. I would say there's only one lav that has to be over. What's enough? Give me now how many times in money, but different ways you're over it. You got a hatra'ah for the same lav. Comes along the Torah to say, each spot is a new iser. Lo yikrachu karacha. That's the point. So lo tzricha desach chamesh etz be'otav nasha, v'utvinu bevat achat, where over there the hatra'ah, the single hatra'ah, becomes now a hatra'ah l'kol choda v'choda. That's the point. So wait, so what's the shir? I mean, any like tiny spot or v'kama shir karacha? What is called a karacha? Ravuna amar g'day shiyera emirosho. Whatever it takes to see a bald spot. Depends how thick this hair is. Reb Yochanan amar mishum Reb Elezer Reb Shimon. The shir is the shir of a gris. Now a gris is defined, Lamaisa technically, in Negoyim, as a place in which 6x6 sa'arot grow. So it's bean, basically. So it contains 36 typically spent follicles. Acherim omrim, k'dei shi'era et mirosho, and omre v'yira bar chaviva, actually pliga batlata tanoi. There's three different shitot over here. Charamar k'gris, Charamar k'dei shi'era et mirosho, v'chad, which is less, a gris is 36 sarot, v'charamar k'shtei sarot, which is the shiur of lakita, l'gabi Shabbos, and so on, maybe. Or other things as well. But the Bach does is he takes that original machlokas, Rav Huna omer k'dei shi'era mirosho, Rav Yochanan omer k'gris, and then changes into now the word kitanoi, kama shir koracha, Rav Shimon Elazar omer k'gris, and acherim emrim k'dei shi'era mirosho. This way we avoid all of the gersa problems. In any event, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva points out there's actually three sheets. One Tana says kigris, one Tana says k'dei shi'era emirosho, and one Tana says k'shtei sa'arot, and there's actually two versions of the additional Tana. Because ikedamafik k'shtei sa'arot, some people take out this din of two sa'arot, u'ma'ayel beka'adash, and instead they put in the shear of an adasha. So adasha is a space of 2x2 sa'arot. That's 4 sa'arot. So you can have a adasha of michya basar chai inside of a baharet kigris. And that's the shear lagavi negoyim. The simanecha, to remember this, remember negoyim. Baharet kigris, and then a michya inside of the baharet is the size of a kadasha. Those two shiurim that affect hair, actually, they're defined by hairs. When it comes to negayim, are also the way in which we define karachat. Tana, when it comes to Shabbat, hanotel melo piyazok b'shabbat chayav. As much as fills up the tip of your scissors, that would be Mechayev you on Shabbos. V'kama melot b'yazog, what is that called that fills up the tip of your scissors? Omer v'yirishtayim means two hairs. V'yatanya l'karachat shtayim. It goes on to say, when it comes to karachat, it's two. And you're saying that that's the same thing. Why did we change it? Obviously, they're two different things. One of them, Lagabe Shabbat, it's Malopi Azor. And Lagabe Karacha, it's two. How can you say that's the same thing? Sorry, you're right. You have to change the gears. V'chein, it should say. Ema V'chein, the Karacha Shtayim. Matanya Amiyach, Hanotel Malopi Azor, B'Shabbat Chayav, Kama Malopi Azor, Shtayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even Achat. Why is there a shir? What's two worth more than one? To be over on the issue of Geziza. Now the truth is that the Chachamim are made it to Rebbe Eliezer that it's possible to be Chayav on Shabbos, even for cutting one hair. When is that? When you're cutting out one gray hair. You want to cut out one gray hair from between black hair. So then you're being machshiv that hair, that it's for a separate purpose. So then Eino Chinami, if you're malakit livanot, mitok shechorot, that over there, of course, I feel achat shu chayav. I mean, the din of Shabbos is not halacha l'mesh mi-sinai. It's a question of what is considered to be an effective use of the geziza. So for grooming purposes, this is effective. The truth is that dover zafilu b'cholas. You're not allowed to do that. For a man to go around being malakit, white hair so that he should look younger, is an iser of lo yulbash gever simlat isha. It's a very feminine thing to do. And mamela, it's the equivalent of wearing a woman's dress. Of course, nowadays, basically everything's the same, you know. But in Achinami, that's the unisex approach, you know. Cologne, dyeing your hair, women wearing the same clothes that men wear, it's all. Okay, continues now the Mishnah Makif Pat Rosho. Tana Rabbanan, so Bryce explains what it says Pat Rosho. It means Sof Rosho. Peah is the edge. So what would be called the edge? Ezus Sof Rosho. Zeha Mashvetz Da'av. So that would be someone who draws a straight line, so to speak, from his forehead, now through his temples, through the back of his head. And that means that that entire area that the Hasidim grow out, the Dafka, that's the area that would be called Pa'at Rosho. Now, Legabe, what about that area? That's major Bachoks in the Rishonim. Does it mean you can't cut from that area? Does it mean you have to leave from that area? If it means you have to leave, how much do you have to leave? All kinds of machlokas. So, okay, if you want to be machmir, that means you cannot cut at all from that area. That's how you get the payas stuff.
The very long.
The very long payas. That part is the payas. Can't cut the payas. Okay, others learn. The Rambam has a couple of 40 hairs you have to leave. Some have a gears of 4. Or you can't cut beneath the shear that allows it to be kofef rosho leikaro, which is always the shear of cutting. So you can't cut down a hair to the point where it's so short that you can't bend the top of the hair, tip of the hair, to the root of the hair. It's not enough to be able to twist. Okay, so at that point it becomes actually removing the pe'ah. Tani Tanak made of Chista. Truth is, Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikaf, Loke. You would be chayev over here, whether you were the one who was doing the cutting, or you were the one who was being cut. It would be the same iser. And so, Memela, you'd be chayev twice. Said Reb Chista to him, what? Man dochli, tamre, be'arbila, loke. This is an expression we've seen before, in which somebody's doing a completely innocent act. So he's eating tamarim inside of a container that is used for sifting, that's an iser. In other words, I was worried, you come up with a brand new iser. I'm like, what do you mean? You didn't do anything. You're sitting there. Somebody else is cutting your hair. You're in a barber's chair. You tell me you're going to be over. Well, why would that possibly be? Others learn that the meaning over here is someone. This is a reference to a case where somebody picks for you tomorrow on Yantar. So it puts it into a container. So now you're going to say, okay, so you ate it, so that means you're the one who's going to get the malchus for cutting it. Yeah, I mean, now you may be doing something wrong, you may be supporting him, you may be utilizing his iser. But the bottom line is, I mean, you didn't do anything. So how exactly is it that you should be mechayev him for being the nikev? I'll tell you, and you better get that straight when you repeat a bright. The armor of Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda. There's only going to leave Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'in bo maaseh lo kinala. That we just saw before, at the beginning of the Masechta. So, Eino Kinami. If you hold that it's being someone who doesn't have that hair, lo takif, in the sense of it shouldn't happen. Okay, so then enochinami. All you're doing is sitting around to have it happen, but you're still going to be over on lo takifu, because lo takifu we would understand to mean don't allow your head to be nikaf. So since it says it, beloshen rabim, which is not normally the way the Torah speaks, to the group, lo takifu, it's an individual, lo takifu. Mashma, that I'm talking by definition to two people. Lo takifu. The one who's doing it and the one who's having it done too. Now, obviously, very typically, we use the word shaving reflexively. But then that means that every individual is really two individuals. He's doing an act and he's having an act done to him. That's the point of reflexively, right? So that could be what it means. I mean, even the own hold of Ravi Yehuda. And that says Rava, that's what he's referring to. B'makif la'atzmo. It's talking about that he shaves himself. You don't have to say it's talking about that he is passive. He's not passive. He's actually doing the work. The chiddush that he's telling you here is that you'd be chayev on both ends because of the lashon rabim that the Torah uses. I'm talking to you, it's two different people. The beneficiary of the shave and the guy who does the shave. That's his chiddush. That's true about everybody. Another possibility is, says Rav Ashi, maybe it's talking about the misayeya. Guy who sits in a barber seat, so it's completely passive. He can bend his head in one direction, bend his head in another direction. The barber asks him, turn your head to the right, or whatever. So that everybody would be made of. Once he's actively engaged in the hashkata, or in the hakafa, then echinam is chayev. Hamashchit pat zikano, tana rabbana. Again, pat zikano refers to sof zikano. Veza sof zikano, shibolet zikano. Now, here, there's a big machlokas. Rashi learns, many other Rishonim learn. Shibolet is referring to all of the five edges, whatever they were. Something that sticks out. But others learn that shibolet is the way it means on a chita. It means the top of the chita. The top of the chita would only be the chin. That means he would be saying you're only chayav on the chin. Because that's the way we usually see a shibolet. Hey, today. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kohen shal tabi yado te'ina shal teva. Amar te'ina zu trumata ba'uktsa ma'aser rishon b'tzvona ma'aser sheni l'droma, assuming it's a shnat ma'aser sheni and he's in Yerushalayim, or he could be even outside Yerushalayim assuming it's a shnat ma'aser ani. So he says ma'aser ani v'begvulin. So in such a case, if he eats it, he would only be lokah kat because of teva, whereas if a zar eats it, he'll lokah b'shtayim because he would be aser on truma. Because there wouldn't have been truma, there would have only been teva. Okay, but my geek is like this. Time at the ite birushalai, mashma, if he would be bigvul, he would be loka shalosh the Yisrael in the coin, would be loka shtai. Even though I forgot the lavro epenechoma. Well, I can answer that by saying it's talking about the aile va'avke. It's not the yachi maila meimra. Very simple. The Chiddush in Rabbi Yossi was that he's not ketle bekanya, and indeed he's coming to tell me that alpha piket it's awesome. In which case, tifshot baya der of papa that we had yesterday. Hakoreach karachab rosho v'amakif pat rosho hamashchit pat zekano v'asoret srita achat al hamet chayav. Sarat srita achat al chamisha metim, o chamesh sritot amet echad, chayav o kol echad v'echad. Ala rosh shtayim, achad mikan v'achad mikan. Ala zakan, shtayim mikan v'achad v'lamata. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, אם ניטלו כולם כאחת, אינו חייב אלא אחת. ואינו חייב עד שיתלנו בתער. רבי אליעזר אומר אפילו לא כתוב במלאגית או ברהיטנה חייב. תן רבון. לא יקרחו יוכל אפילו קרח ארבע וחמש קריחות. לא יהיה חייב אלא אחת. תלמוד לומר קרחה, לחייב הכל קרחה ורחה. Why does it say ברושה? מה תלמוד לומר? לפי שנאמר לא תתגודדו ולא תשימו קרחה בין עיניכם. למעט, יוכל לא יהיה חייב אלא על בין עיניים בלבד. מעיניים לרבות כל הראש, תלמוד לומר בראשם לרבות כל הראש. But of course בראשם is only בכהנים. זה אין לי אלא בכהנים שריבה בהם הכתוב מצוות יתרות. ישראל מעיניים, נאמר כאן קרחה ונאמר להלן קרחה. מעלה, לאן חייב על כל קרחה וקרחה, וחייב על כל הראש שסג בין עיניים, אף כאן חייב על כל קרחה וקרחה, וחייב על הראש כבין עיניים. ומעלה, לאן בישראל, it specifies על מת, אף כאן, it means על מת. Now, when you say you're חייב על כל קרחה וקרחה, אני ארבעה וחמישה קריחות, היחידון, אילמה בזה אחר זה, ובחמש התראות, פשיטו, I don't need a פוסק for that. אלא, if it's בחמש התראה, הכי בחי, where was the התראה? ועצנה נזיר שהיה שותה יין, כל היום אינו חייב אלא אחת. אומרו לו, אל תשתה, אל תשתה, והוא שותה, חייב על כל אחת ואחת. לא צריך את הסוח, חמש אצבעותיו נשה, והותפינו בבת אחת. We're over there, that single התראה, וזה התראה לכל חודה וחודה. וכמה שיעור קרחה? רבון אמר, כדי שיראה מראשו. רבי יוחנן אומר, משום רבי אליעזר ברבי שמעון, כי גריס. אחרים אומרים, כדי שיראה מראשו. אומר רבי בר חביבה, פליגי בתלת התנאי. אחד אמר כגריס, ואחד אמר כדי שיראה מראשו, ואחד אמר כשתי שערות. והיא כדי מפיק שתי שערות, and instead, אמר יהיו בקעדש. וסימנך בהרד כגריס, ומחיה בקדשה. תנא. הנוטל מלא פי הזוג בשבת, חייב. כמה מלא פי הזוג? אומר רבי יהודה שתיים. It continues on to say לקורחה שתיים. אמא וכן לקורחה שתיים. תנא דמי אוקיי, הנוטל מלא פי הזוג בשבת, חייב. כמה מלא פי הזוג? שתיים. רבי אליעזר אומר, even אחת would be חייב. ומודים חכמים לרבי אליעזר, במלאקת לבנות מתוך שחורות, דדר אפילו אחת is חייב. ודובר זה אפילו בכל is עושה משום שנאמר, לא יובש גבר, שמלת אישה. והמקיף פעת ראשו, תן רבון, פעת ראשו means סוף ראשו. וזהו סוף ראשו, זה המשווץ את האב, לאחורי אוזנו לפדחתו. תן ניתן גם אלי רב חיסטו, אחד המקיף, אחד הניקף לוקר, אומר לי, what are you crazy? מה דוח את תמרי בערבילה לוקי? ואומר לך, money only goes to the רבי יהודה. יאמר לב שאין בו מעשה, לא כין עליו. רוב אומר, very simple, could be talking about מקיף לי עצמו. Over there it's not שאין בו מעשה. And then it would be going על ליבה דברי הכל. רב אשר אומר, could be talking about a normal case, sitting in a barber seat, and it's talking about that it was מסייע. There's also דברי הכל. המשחית פעת זיקנו, תנו רבונן, פעת זיקנו, refers to סוף זיקנו, וזהו סוף זיקנו, שיבולת זיקנו.